If you get COVID on the job and you need to be out for a few weeks, you should be able to get workers' compensation, right? Well, here's the thing. Insurers can argue you might have been infected somewhere else. And in Massachusetts, thousands of worker comp COVID claims were denied in the pandemic. That's according to an analysis from member station WBUR. Beth Healy is here to discuss. She is senior investigative reporter at WBUR. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Scott.
Beth, first tell us about the numbers you found.
We got public records from the state, and we learned that more than 12,700 workers had COVID-related workers' comp claims filed since the start of the pandemic. And 2,500 of those were denied. That's about one in five.
Under the law, who is entitled to workers' comp, and what does it provide?
Sure. So the way workers' comp works is that anybody who gets sick or injured on the job is entitled to this benefit. And employers are required by law to file a claim for anybody who's missed at least 5 days of work. You generally get about 60% of your pay covered, and importantly, all of your medical bills related to the illness or injury.
Right now, as part of your reporting, you spoke to a worker, Susan Kroll. She worked as an occupational therapist at a skilled nursing facility where a number of patients had COVID, and then she got sick. Let's take a listen to her.
March 20th, I went to work. It was a Friday, and I had seen that there were some patients that had coughs and fevers on my list. So I went and asked the nurse's aide for a mask, and she said she didn't have any.
So what happened to her?
So within a week, Susan tested positive for COVID. And you got to remember, these are the very early days of COVID, right? So people knew that this mysterious illness was coming in, especially to healthcare facilities. And a lot of places did not have appropriate PPE at that time, didn't have enough masks yet. And so as soon as she tested positive and started to not feel well, she told the nursing home. She also told the company that was her actual employer. It's a place called Select Rehabilitation out of Illinois. And instead of telling her about workers' comp, HR there told her that if she was out for more than 2 weeks, she'd have to apply for a leave, which would be unpaid.
Okay. And in the end, did she or the staffing company she works for file a claim for workers' comp?
They did ultimately file a claim, and we reviewed all that paperwork from the public records. But the claim was denied. And it was denied for a pretty shocking reason. It said her job put her at no greater risk of getting COVID than someone in the general population.
Even though she's working at a skilled nursing facility where a lot of patients had COVID. That's what the insurance company said.
Exactly. This is the Travelers Insurance, but there were similar denials by other insurance companies for hundreds of other workers.
So in your story, Susan Kroll hires a lawyer to help her fight this. Here he is.
Even though COVID was found in the general public, early on, these people were at a much higher degree of exposure, and some people were indeed faced with the inherent risks of exposure every day without proper PPE.
So, Beth, how hard is it then for workers like Kroll to prove they got COVID on the job?
So COVID actually opened up this big gray area in workers' comp law. Essentially, it's easier to prove that you broke your leg at work or cut your hand than it is to prove that you caught a virus there. But of course, for frontline workers, especially in healthcare, but also at grocery stores and people in public service, in those early days of COVID, before there were vaccines, there weren't enough masks, these people were at a very high risk of catching COVID at work.
Yeah. So the insurance companies, I guess that is what they're claiming, is that we, as your insurance company, we are not sure where you got it, and therefore we're denying.
That's right. And some of the lawyers we talked to said that this is just kind of part of the process for some insurance companies. They said, well, you know, we can deny this because it's permissible under the law for us to say, we're not so sure you got that at work. And they're kind of counting on people not going to the trouble of hiring a lawyer and coming back and fighting it and fighting the denial.
Yeah. Well, finally, Beth, there are surely a lot of workers who don't have the time or the money to hire lawyers and to fight this. What recourse do they have?
Well, you know, it's very difficult if you don't hire a lawyer. There are some large employers who've chosen to do different things than go through the claim system. Some of them were giving people something called COVID pay and paying people directly. But the problem with that is if you say you eventually do get sick, you're going to have to go back and fight to get a claim in order to have all of your medical care covered. And in addition, there's really no official record of how many people, how many workers are truly affected by COVID. And I will just tell you this, we found that at least 11 states enacted some laws over the last couple of years to try to help these workers and make sure these claims get paid. Not so in Massachusetts yet.
Hmm. Beth Healy is senior investigative reporter at WBUR. Beth, thanks very much.
Thank you.